Perhaps if instead of class, Marxists used the word control, literally substituted the word control every time they used the word class, they could see the true point is to keep us corralled, herded, and then could see their belief in scarcity, necessity leads their other belief in our supposed need to be leashed. This is a point of agreement with Bentham. Both, that is to say, those Marxists and Bentham, both claim to represent the people. Both claim to speak for us. Both covet the crown of global management. That's what I mean by their wanting to leash us. There's an effective identity between Marx and Bentham. Both say they know how to give us our greatest happiness. They could not trust that together, all of us can, in fact, self-create. We are hobbled, effectively checked by this Marxist rhetoric about the capital-labor relation that lets the professional left off the hook, makes them feel they're helping when they're digging us deeper in our tomb, and they're only helping tighten power's knot on our necks. You see, power knows that it's consciously, that is, actual people planning, engaged in a war, while the professional left, the academics, the pundits, persist in perpetuating the myth that our battle is with market forces. There's no evil actors, they tell us, just the natural progression of greed, of economic tendencies, of capital concentrating. But these are people. And no, not evil. I wouldn't say that. There's no doubt at all, however, that they're damaged and definitely planning, consciously planning a future that means their egos inflate while ours and our health and all life keeps diminishing for the sake of that pitiful lame to sit atop us and play let's pretend that we're philosopher kings. I found myself wondering, is management Marx's fatal flaw? Did he see it dissolving? And maybe I should back up, because if you substitute the word control for class, you zero in on that word management. So is management Marx's fatal flaw? Did he see it dissolving in abundance, or would he too long for the panopticon? Or is the whole question irrelevant? For whether he wanted every living soul to be free or not, freedom is our inheritance, our gift from the earth. And returning to that birth, our destiny. I heard a journalist say this week that journalists often don't see folks who do manual work as real people. I come from a different class, he said. But in reality, of course, he doesn't. The truth is, he's been trained to be an auxiliary, a sheepdog, there to manage the herd. It matters how we say things, I think. One way causes despair, the other expresses solidarity. Robert Schaefer makes this point a lot, that though a definition of class isn't real, that is to say, a class of white-collar workers, quote-unquote, it has real consequences. But he's not applying that insight to the overall concept of class itself or to the associated cons, economy or worker. He suggests that it's an accurate concept because it expresses one's relationship to the means of production. But all these categories are imposed by those who covet rule to serve their purposes. Our purposes need new terms, new words. And as an aside, why not refuse the word worker and instead say brothers and sisters? That is to say, if we who are forced to sell our human energy takes too much time, when will we show the same loyalty to life that Plato's tribe shows to itself?